that rocks.
If you can name it, there's a guy who's fucked it.
Oh, yeah.
Blenders. Guys have fucked blenders.
Guy fucking a snake. Yeah,
guy
no, right.
Tables.
The snake pussy.
Chairs.
He's got a big anaconda.
There was a problem there. Fix it. Fix it.
Okay, I'm sorry I even said it. I'm sorry I said it. That's...
What is good? Welcome to the live stream. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and donate. The preferred way of donating is hitting the Streamlabs link in the chat. What's good? What's up? I woke up this morning to two of my videos gone that I made yesterday. Lo and behold, Luis J. Gomez copyright took down my videos. Shocked I was. I immediately DM'd him on Twitter and said, "Dude, what's going on?" He had no idea what was happening. Someone on his team did it. He said he's going to retract the copyright takedown. So at least one of those videos should be out. Apparently the second video, the hot mic one with Callan, he was like, yeah, kind of getting backlash for that behind the scenes. So I might just personally take that. He said he's going to retract the copyright on both the videos, but if he does, I will take down that second video, but he didn't even know about it. And I instructed him that next time, instead of taking down the video, have your team just do that copyright thing where they get the ad revenue from it. You didn't see that? Oh, you should have checked it out when it happened. It was go to the Fighter and Kid subreddit. It's still up on there. But yeah, he said he's going to have his team retract it. So. But other than that, they brought back Sticks and Stones. Ugh. It's the last season of Warzone. Apparently, we're not getting any Verdansk. What's the beta tomorrow? But what's it, just fucking campaign? So who gives a fuck? So that's gonna... I probably won't even touch that. But, you know, some other stuff happened today. Dana White versus Brendan Schaub. Oh, he just said Brendan Schaub's too sensitive and shit when the show was over, but the mics were still on. And they were trying to encourage him to tell Brendan, yo, just go with it. And he was like, he's too sensitive and... Lewis said, well, people, they shit on me the whole show. And he's like, it's a New York thing. It's a New York thing. Basically saying Schaub's an L.A. comic who's a pussy or something. You drink Heineken. Heineken's not bad. Can I get a... You hooked me up with no videos. I saw the Schaub response on Instagram just by myself. And the Dana White thing I seen on the Fighter and the Kid subreddit. You get no credit, I am air. Zero. Greg Giraldo was hilarious. Unfortunately, he died. But Greg Giraldo was hilarious. My favorite thing he ever did was smash Dennis Leary on Colin Quinn's show. Oh my God, what a destruction. He fucking did. He destroyed Dennis Leary so hard that during his tribute thing, because he died, Dennis Leary had to give it up in a tribute. Like, damn, the nigga smashed me. And I had to just accept it. Yeah, Greg Giraldo was hilarious. Apparently huge drug user, though. Great at roasting. Amazing. His stand-up was good, too. I remember I watched, what was it, like a Premium Blend or something. He did something on Comedy Central. And like some Jamaican guy like fell asleep in the fucking audience. And he just spent the first 5 minutes of the show just shitting on him. My favorite roast still he did was the Larry the Cable Guy one. That one was on another level. And I think that was sort of towards the end too. Because that dude had all the credentials. He was hilarious. Good looking guy. College educated. That nigga went to like Harvard or something like that too. Never made it. His biggest thing was Tough Crowd. And I think he couldn't handle that. Like, he checked all the boxes of I should be making it. I should have my own show and shit, but he didn't. He was a lawyer. Yeah, like, all the niggas who work at SNL and those comedy things, they're all, like, from Yale or something. He had that little box checked off to just be a writer, but no one ever used him. But we got shit to check out here, people. Is Chase Hooper big in the UFC? I'm asking the chat. Is Chase Hooper big? Because he shit on Brendan Schaub for his response. I love how the Fighter and the Kid subreddit is just, like I said in the video, everyone picked up on it. The nigga is just doing projection. Look at this homo on a scooter. He's a new fighter. Oh, well, that Chase Hooper dude put, Schaub really tried to hit him with the, you put on a pair of designer jeans and some hip sneakers and think you're cool. You're still a dork with a frat bro vocabulary. Like, he didn't just describe himself word for word. Exactly. Like, what I said in the video, and I just saw the post on Instagram and made the video about it. But I said it 1,000 times during the video. It's projection. He's talking about himself, and it's fucking sad. It's pathetic. Your videos get no view. Your clip channel, I even talked about in that video, is extremely pathetic. It's over, Brendan Schaub. Give it up. He left another message too, because he liked Brendan Schaub's tweet saying, here's my response. And he said, I only liked your tweet so I can remember to go back to it or something. We are going to watch that, Colin Leach. But that was Schaub's. By the way, Brendan Schaub, who runs, he accused him of stealing his shows. No one watches your shows, you dumb faggot. You don't have a network. Everyone left you. Your personal assistant left you. You don't have a network for anyone to really watch. No one watches your shit. All you do is steal. Look at that as a projection, but. The nigga had the motherfucking audacity to say Dana White steals from him. And some dude tried defending Schaub. I think it was a Spanish dude, of course. And he was like, what to do with this thing with Gronk that is kind of like Fight Companion. Joe Rogan did Fight Companion, not Brendan Schaub. It was Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan let Schaub do it, and no one watches that either on his channel. We never got the stolen yellow bike update either. But my point is, you own the Thick Boy Empire. You do a podcast. You do shows. Why wouldn't you respond on camera or talk? You did it in an Instagram post? Oh, because someone else wrote it, by the way. Someone else wrote that, by the way. I didn't see one misspelling in that motherfucker. Brendan Schaub couldn't have wrote that. Someone else wrote it and then put it up. Talk about it on your show, stupid, where you'll get views. You know the thing where you're supposed to be, you don't make money on Instagram or Twitter. You make money on YouTube, and you bet on yourself. It's the only thing you got. Why wouldn't you respond on YouTube? You own a fucking studio that you lose money on. Respond there, dummy. March 2023, James Banks. I just find it odd. Damn right, Sky G. It won't butt itself? Why would it butt itself, though? But why wouldn't you respond on video on your YouTube channel? You did an Instagram post. I was outside bicycling on a yellow bike. So I was outside. So I was getting food and on a yellow bike. Ew! Dez went to the gym today. I'm very suspicious of this. I don't believe it. It's called a typo. Well, what were you trying to spell? Nut? Hut? Still looking for the mountain lion? Oh, yeah, that mountain lion story? All right, we're checking out this. Not the entire thing. Someone just timestamped me this. My mention in this video. Another big YouTuber. Talked about Brendan Schaub. He has over 300,000 subscribers. Internet's most hated comedian. I want to part they said the timestamp where he talks about me. Then I want to check out Kumi and Gavin trashing Stuttering John again. It's become an everyday thing. And I like shitting on Stuttering John. It's just, he's such a nobody. Like, you get, well, for them they get views from it, I guess. For me, it makes no sense to do it video-wise, but.
Brendan and Cain Velasquez.
I think you'd be surprised.
Brendan had been doing comedy for 5 or 6 years now, and his hour-long debut was highly anticipated. To say it flopped would be an understatement. You'd Be Surprised received 1.5 out of 10 stars on IMDb, the worst rating of any stand-up special listed on the platform, ever. The reviews were relentless, and the homeless cats had a field day. Comments like, everyone laughed when Brendan said he would be a comedian. No one's laughing now. Time for Rogan to give Brendan another talk. He's living proof that you can do anything if you know the right people. Multiple YouTubers released videos destroying You'd Be Surprised, including Brendan Schaub's You'd Be Surprised is the worst comedy special I've ever seen, uploaded by Beige Frequency. He was being called the first ever CTE comic. People weren't holding back on Brendan, especially the homeless cats. You'd Be Surprised is the origin of Brendan's mediocre catchphrase, Dicey Dicey, a Schaubanism that's still in heavy rotation to this day.
Dicey Dicey!
It's a perfect catchphrase for Brendan. Many aspects of his career have been dicey, and they only got dicier from here.
Let's take the elephant out of the room. I've always loved you. Yeah. I've always loved you, but I love stand-up comedy. Yeah. So I'm caught in a... One day I'm going through Facebook, and I see that Brendan Schaub's doing stand-up at the store, and I go, no. I go, why is he doing this? I don't want him. You know, in my heart, I'm like, I avoided you.
Since the release of You'd Be Surprised, Brendan hasn't stopped receiving vitriol online to this day. We've seen Brendan take criticism graciously before in his 2014 interview with Joe Rogan. It was hard to hear, but Brendan heeded the advice. While Rogan's advice was polite compared to online critiques of You'd Be Surprised, Brendan had vastly different reactions between the two. He started abusing YouTube's copyright system, striking any and all videos that spoke negatively of the special. He was trying to scrub the internet of negative opinions. In the same vein, he developed a partnership with Pure Spectrum CBD, where customers received 50% off if they left a kind review of You'd Be Surprised. People God. Didn't leave kind reviews.
Oh, Stuttering John has me blocked too.
He was in full damage control mode. Instead of considering constructive criticism and blocking out the blind hatred, Brendan tried to erase all of it. This did nothing but stoke the flame, as the homeless cats now knew how much Brendan was affected by online shit-talking. The Fighter and the Kid subreddit continued to tear him apart. In the rubble of You'd Be Surprised, Showtime let Brendan go. They didn't explicitly say why, but I think we can all put two and two together. The special was historically bad, and Brendan's online presence revolved around negativity. Brendan's separation from Showtime was similar to the Fighter and the Kid's separation from Fox Sports. It was a clean slate, a fresh start, and an opportunity to produce his own content. In 2021, Brendan started Thick Boy Network. Yes, Thick, with three C's. Brendan's content was still mediocre, but now it was also underfunded. In 2022, Brendan put out his second stand-up comedy special, this time under Thick Boy Network. The Gringo Poppy, but we'll get to that in a second. In late 2021, a video of Brendan was leaked to the public. It was a wide-angle view of a pool party, attended by various media and sports personalities. Brendan is seen handing a piece of paper, thought to be his phone number, to a woman. Brendan had been married for a number of years at this point, and also had children. The prospect of him hitting on a girl at a party got to...
Now, you know how he did hand that chick his number? You have to remember... That whole event was set up around him. Remember, he's sitting there with Mike Tyson and the other people. So it wasn't just like a random bar or anything. Everyone who was there to watch them. And this nigga had the confidence to walk up and just drop the number to the chick and say, "You know, I think you suck my dick." And then she obviously said, "Ech, no." Sad, Shab.
The attention of everyone online, especially the homeless cats, and his wife probably. But let's be honest, this isn't that bad on its own. It could be a misread of the video. Maybe it wasn't his phone number. Maybe the woman was a friend of his. Maybe this whole thing was a misunderstanding. He still had the benefit of the doubt. But Brendan figured that explaining himself would be too easy. How can I make myself look as guilty as possible while still throwing someone else under the bus, thought Brendan. He came up with just a plan. He struck not only the video, but the uploader Uniqueness's channel. On top of that, Brendan filed a lawsuit against a small YouTuber, cementing in people's minds that the video was what they thought it was.
Dicey.
Okay, now we can get back to Brendan's second stand-up special, The Gringo Poppy. It was bad. 1.1 out of 10 stars bad.
Yeah, I got mentioned.
Worse than You'd Be Surprised, and worse than
that
any other stand-up special on IMDb.
Too.
Ever. This special was only 30 minutes compared to the hour runtime of his first effort. Brendan made a point to not overstay his welcome, but his effort made no difference. As you can imagine, the online abuse continued, and so did Brendan's attempts to suppress it. He continued to strike hate videos, and each attempt documented by the Fighter and the Kid subreddit. They saw what Brendan was trying to do, and they didn't like it. His tirade of suppression continued when he was called out on the Trash Tuesday podcast for asking one of the hosts, Annie Letterman, to walk him to his truck.
And it was like, "Why don't you walk me to my truck?" This married guy, where I'm like, and we know him. I'm not going to say who it is, but he's like,
"I know him.
Why don't you give me a walk? Why don't you give, like, you should walk me to my truck?" I'm like,
again, Brendan is a married man, and this allegation caught the attention of the homeless cats. However, Brendan completely denied Annie's claims, which started an avalanche of drama, finger pointing, and lies. A number of channels have exhausted this saga, so I'll give a quick synopsis. Trash Tuesday has three hosts, Annie Letterman, Esther Pavitsky, and Bobby Lee's girlfriend at the time, Kalila Kuhn. Annie claimed that Brendan asked her to walk him to his truck, insinuating that Brendan was hitting on her. He denied the claim entirely and demanded that the Trash Tuesday podcast clear his name. He communicated only with Bobby at first, asking him if he had, quote, "fixed the Kalila shit yet." He went so far as to blackmail Kalila, threatening to release sensitive information about her and Bobby Lee's relationship. Bobby was, of course, uncooperative with Brendan, as he was literally threatening his girlfriend at the time. Brendan then threatened to release 300 pages of evidence, suggesting that Bobby was the mastermind behind the Fighter and the Kid subreddit. This was, of course, untrue, and those 300 pages were never released. Brendan went on Bobby and Kalila's podcast, Tiger Belly, to try to clear the air, but he was unsuccessful.
"I don't talk like that. I would never call Kalila that. That's
right.
Not in my
Brendan,
image.
You called me that on the phone call we had."
As Dan Soder put it, Kalila stuffed him like a turkey, poking holes in his story and showcasing his lies. Now, with that being said, I don't think Kalila is a great person. I think she showed her true colors in that podcast, and it wasn't colors that I liked. So let me just say that I'm not necessarily on Brendan's side, but Kalila, sketchy. If all that was very confusing, it's because the whole thing is stupid. Instead of owning up to his mistakes or clarifying his side of the story, Brennan tried to sweep the entire situation under the rug. He made threats and hurled accusations at innocent people. Rather than talking to Annie, Kalilah, and Esther directly, he tried to get Bobby to do his dirty work. It seemed as though Brennan assumed that Bobby would have his back because they're both comedians. But obviously, Bobby wanted no part of the situation.
I still want the 300 pages. Why aren't the 300 pages, goddammit?
Brendan had further alienated himself from the comedy scene, a community he worked hard to be a part of. The fighter and the kid lives on, but the subreddit seems to have died down. People are getting tired of Brendan's lack of accountability. Hating on Brendan has become less of a meme and more of a justified cause. The backlash Brendan received following You'd Be Surprised may have been over the top and unwarranted, but it was coming from a place of humor. The backlash regarding his recent drama is coming from a place of fairness. Brendan's denial of Annie's claims opened an endless can of worms that he's still trying to clean up. Time will tell how the rest of his career plays out, but Brendan has a lot of apologies to make before he can move forward. He can't keep doubling down on his lies forever. Brendan has been estranged from the comedy world. He's too old for professional MMA at this point, and his football days passed him at the age of 19. It's impossible to deny that Brendan is a hardworking, talented individual. His lack of accountability, however, has been and will continue to be his Achilles heel.
You really can't get much for $5 these days, unless... Is that a real song?
I think she liked it.
Your choice of sandwich plus all this for just $5 is worth celebrating. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Piggy Bag.
You know, they're selling y'all wolf tickets, people. You're eating them right up. George here is selling you wolf tickets. Dana here, he's selling you wolf tickets. The UFC is selling you some wolf tickets. You guys are eating them right up.
I just know I had a bigger heart than him. You know, he called himself a man, but he like put his hands on women. So forget that guy. I got much more heart than he has. You know, what round they rise and find ass at?
Oh, I'm back on. We got a new fucking video. Alright. Enough of that. I was mentioned. They keep bringing up Uniqueness, which was my live streaming channel name. But, all in the same. March 2023, when I go back with that lawsuit. Thank God I'm not paying a lawyer. By the way, his lawyer admitted in an email that they thought I wasn't going to answer discovery and just get judgment that I didn't answer discovery. And we filed some new shit and they have no idea what to do with that. His lawyer admitted this during an email. Because remember I told you, they're trying to say we never responded. And I was like, yeah, we did. And we have proof through email, through certified mail. Through an actual email, his lawyer put, we didn't expect you to respond. We thought you just weren't going to respond. I'm going to win because you didn't. They said that during an email, which is Brendan Schaub's lawyer team, as redacted as him.
Facebook, social media has done intense damage to this country.
Stuttering John blocked me on social
media. What?
I know. And
so
then
your friendship's over.
I guess our friendship is over. And then he continues to, like, shit on me. No, I block people. Believe me. I block plenty of people on Twitter. But then I don't talk about them. That is a fag move, man. Yeah. Like, yo, John, you want to bring your argument with me public and go on social media? That's fine. But then to block me so I can't then get back at you. He was calling. He goes, he wouldn't mention my name, but he goes, he's raised by two drunks. His mother and father were drunks. I'm like,
what? What you do is, John, you were raised by a Puerto Rican. Boom! You got him back. You like to scream the N-word. Kumia, you should just say that against him. Just go really racial on John.
Everyone was a drunk in the 70s.
Everyone was a drunk. And my father was really drunk. My mother? Nah, not really. She fucking, you know, enjoyed a drink every so often, but she raised three kids.
Yeah.
You know, we never had want for a house.
I believe everyone in the 70s was a drunk because in my grandma and grandpa's basement, there was a bar. They didn't use it when I was growing up, but during the 70s, when they got their grandma and grandpa shit time in, the young times, there was a bar in that finished basement.
House or food.
And you were never on welfare.
No, no.
And your dad didn't pay bills when he moved out, right?
No, no.
So she must have just been working her fucking ass off.
She had 2-3 jobs sometimes.
She didn't have time to be drunk.
I know, right? But John just has to, because I lambasted him about his
shitty
fatherhood, because obviously you can't have had a good father and then turn up with kids that just don't want to see you. Do you know people have realized... There's not one picture of him with his kids, recent picture of him with his kids.
You ripped on his tranny daughter's son other thing now, too, which is hilarious.
What do you think?
Is it possible to be a good parent if your children are trans? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And
I think
Ann Coulter brought up the whole thing about how like 95% of them are white, liberal women, the mothers, who are college educated.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the Asian trans? Where's the Peruvian trans?
Where's the Asian trans? Have you ever been to Thailand? Aside from that, Gavin.
The fucking
you'll get a couple,
Mexican trans.
But it's not.
No, it's a upper middle class white female thing.
Yeah.
I think most of them are single mothers too. Most of the parents of trans kids are single moms.
Yeah, single moms, which John's fits into. I think, and I honestly believe, because of what I remember, look, John can't hide who he was and what he said back in the days of Stern. And I just said before, I'm from the school of thought that you don't just forego who you were and it's not funny anymore. Or I don't find that humorous, or I don't believe that anymore. You can. I've seen born again Christians that just, you know, Scientologists, they kind of lose their mind and disavow everything from their past. But that's not a regular thing to do. Stuttering John, I believe, is so racist, sexist, homophobic, all that shit. But because it cost him his kids, and he probably feels horrible. I don't care what he says. He feels terrible that his adorable baby girl decided to cut her tits off and fucking shave her head and grow a beard.
She's a beard?
Have
you seen her?
They all do. Yeah, yeah. She's got like the
pubic beards.
They always do that. And they wear like coveralls and a hat, trucker hat.
And they don't act like us.
They don't act. They don't, because they like, don't know what it is to be a man, because they're not men. Just like these fucking idiots that turn into women.
Trans has always existed. Do like you ever see gangs in New York, the he-she's. But men to women never existed, and it makes no sense in any context, in any way, shape, or form. That's a new one. Even with the trans thing. We had dudes who felt like they're chicks. There are chicks who felt like they can't be dudes.
Women don't know what women are like, and they don't act like women. They act like men that want to be treated like women.
Yeah.
It's ma'am. It's ma'am. A woman doesn't say that.
Or they have like, they dress like Justin Bieber when he was a wigger.
Oh my.
When he was
God,
12.
That is perfect.
And they
have
the backwards baseball hat, plugs, a wife beater.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And like low hanging jeans.
All of them. You are so fucking right.
And they're 5'7".
Yeah, they're little.
With their weird stub on their
arms.
I saw this one, Riley.
And like, at least the dudes who go to women can get a surgery. The women got to go to men. You get your tits, you don't get a dick. You get no surgery. So all trans people are mentally ill. But the chicks, the dudes... I'm ultimately mentally ill.
And she's like,
Yo, what's up? This is Riley. We're getting a lot of people asking me about top surgery and if you're allowed to.
Ellen Page bitch did it. I don't want to talk too much about it. Because she grew up in the system. She was probably fucking raped when she was fucking 4. Was put in movies when she was 6. So her new rebellion was, that's her rebellion. I get her rebellion. So I don't want to talk about her, but chicks did. The one we had before was Chaz Bono, but you got no dick, so you're not a man. By the way, a big part of being a man, your dick. Every man will tell you that. It's not the other way. You're a dude and becomes a woman, titties and whatever. But you don't act like a woman yet. Become a man. A big part of being a man is 90% is your dick. The man experience is your dick. And they can never do it.
To eat the day before, and what you do is you can eat, but you want to have a lot of liquids.
And every TikTok Riley puts up is about sex change operations.
Right.
Now, if a man had a major operation, he wouldn't be like, hey, welcome back. A lot of people ask me about my leg amputation. So what happens is the stub can get really irritated by your prosthetic. Like, they never mention it again.
No. Because they got other man things to
talk about.
They
have man shit to talk about.
Not that they're cutting your tits off. So I honestly think John is so fucking guilt-ridden about his shitty fatherhood that caused his beautiful daughter. She was very cute.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
She won the... her and her girlfriend in high school...
Yeah, she was fucking 10 when Kumi saw her and said... Yeah, I'd fuck Stuttering John's daughter. Kumi saw the picture of this chick. How is she cute or hot? Kumi saw a picture of this chick when she was 10. Like, she's hot.
One, king and queen of the prom thing or whatever, homecoming king and queen. And it was the first time it was ever a same-sex couple, so it was kind of a big thing. And that wasn't even enough. She had actually surgically removed 2 healthy breasts where you find docs to do this. I don't even fucking know. It's the most unethical thing I think you could find in a doctor. And then I think he went completely lefty to try to win her love back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I get it. Trans rights. Yeah. Biden's awesome. Fuck Trump. Oh,
Kumi is actually wrong on this. That's not why he went left. After the Stern and Jay Leno thing, he got hired on what's her name? Stephanie Miller's show, which was a political show. And they just hired Stuttering John because he was on the Howard Stern show. That's why he pretends to be left. Stuttering John is nothing. He's a review of faggot, so. But that's why he went left. One of his family. The job, he got hired on a Stephanie Miller show. The hiring is Stuttering John, but Stuttering John has no political leanings or feelings.
Oh, the right wing is terrible. I've seen John on Howard years ago. I've known him personally. He's no fuck. He's a piece of shit, Long Island piece of trash that loves talking about the nigs and the spics and this and that and faggots and everything. And he's used all those words on Howard's show. So fuck off. All of a sudden, now he's the greatest dad to a transgender fucking child.
It didn't work, right? It's not like she comes home and goes,
no,
we're in.
They don't hang out with the guy.
Yeah.
There's no pictures of him, recent pictures of him with his children. He doesn't have stories about a great weekend he spent with his kids. His ex-wife fucking hates him. Like, he's a horrible person. He's a terrible person. He's a fucking liar. And he's a piece of shit. And he's a phony, too, because like I said...
The greatest thing Stuttering John did was upgrade his shit wife to an L.A. dude who had money. Well, Stuttering John's wife was a nobody who fucked with Stuttering John. Boom, Jay Leno gig. He gets it. You got divorced. And some white dude who has more money than you took over that responsibility. That's what's really happening here. But, yeah.
He thinks he's going to win back some...
Like, the daughter only went trans because of the new wife's husband. Stuttering John, if he didn't get divorced with the roaches and shit, is kid didn't want to go trans, but then the baby dad stepped in. John tried going into the Hollywood world. That's what he did. He was in there. He got his wife took and kicked out, and now he lives with roaches. And that's the saddest thing ever. Not only did you try to enter the Hollywood, you entered it with your family. They took your family and kicked you out, John. You entered the Hollywood community. They took your wife, kids, and kicked you out. Stutter John is a benefit. I don't know, Stutter John never says, he's divorced. He never says, oh, alimony or child support. No, Stutter John never talks about it. Child support, he doesn't have to pay it because his wife is talking to him. Somebody. His wife met somebody. Stuttering John is lucky. His wife met somebody. Stuttering John had a pay no child support alimony. Amazing.
Horrible thing. Some horrible thing he did that turned his beautiful little girl into a freak show.
Top surgery is one of the worst things about modern America.
See, with the scar right across the top.
Well, I didn't realize this, but a woman's tit is intricate.
Oh, it goes deep.
There's an iceberg. There's a daffodil. Yeah. There's a daffodil of milk ducts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of machinery in there.
Put my dick right between your daffodil and milk.
So you got to rip out all of that shit. Yeah. Like, if we were to, you know, have our pecs cut off, which wouldn't be a lot for me, you're just taking out some fucking fat. There's no machinery in there.
Right.
But they've got this insane machinery.
Look at all that.
Look at all that shit. That gets thrown out.
That was them. Yeah, that's it. New Ryan Collins interview. Now, Ryan Collins is not there. Not interesting, really. You're about to play it, but, what's up, chat? Did anyone ask me anything or do anything? Do you think I'm incoherent? No, I'm incoherent, D.B. Cooper. I'm sure what are all D.B. Cooper. Yeah, the thing to play. Just try it. Goes error 504 a lot. What does that mean? Yeah, shit. Internet? Why drunk? No, not really. They're two gonna rape us. What Shaw video? Bar tarted? No. No. Yeah, I'm dumbing into it. If she lied today, when she lied, she would have been a lie. I don't know why her faggot family won't lie. Who could care about their lies? Well, they got away from me. They have to lie about more shit. Just don't bother me during the day. Ugh. Why more, though? Why more of you? Don't fuck with me, please. By the way, the reason why I knew Brian Callen is usually Brian Callen isn't here and he's talking to a retard faggot, so I'm trying to put it off as long as possible. If he's gonna watch this, boom, here.
And they got a guy who was white before, is now suddenly black. And do I care about that? No. Does it seem forced? 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
These things alone, do they seem like big deals? No. When you put it all together, it seems like this is being done on purpose.
There are good ways to do it and bad ways to do it. Like, diversify the city of Numenor. You know what I mean, Sam? Numenor, one of your favorite kingdoms. In the Silmarillion.
Buy the penny for every time we were talking about Numenor.
Cal's not here because he deleted his skinks, but this is the new controversy. Social
I would have. Right.
Yeah. So
one exactly, penny.
So we've never seen Numenor on screen, right? So populate that cast with diversity. When I see a black dwarf, it's a little weird. You know, it's just a little jarring. It takes me out of it just because they are squished down versions of the Scottish people.
The only thing I got pushed back on that is that for me, a black dwarf doesn't shock me because Mini Mr. T used to be on Hollywood Boulevard and he would constantly get busted blowing dudes in the parking garage at the Hollywood Highland. Mm-hmm. Mini Mr. T was known for sucking off dudes. In the garage down there.
Now, was Mini Mr. T, Spider-Man, Wolverine, kind of those kind of guys that were hanging out in front of Grauman's?
Yeah, but he would look like Mr. T.
And then he would
suck off dudes.
Solicit. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I'm not shocked by it.
Right.
That there's black trolls and stuff like that, or hobbits, but it just seems purposeful for the... Now, here's the whole thing, right? So the question is, because I got in a discussion with a buddy of mine about this, and so the whole thing is, like, is this naturally occurring? Is this something where humanity is wanting this to happen, therefore the Hollywood is reacting?
So the camera go right in front of your face. Why did this camera angle? You don't talk to people like this. Or you look out their nostrils. But the nigga's doing a video like it. Stop doing your videos or you're gonna look up your nose 2 inches from your fucking face. You wanna talk to somebody like that? Build a fucking studio in which you're not gonna be in studio. You can fucking talk outside of it. That shit, yeah.
To the demands of the populace, or is this something that's being pushed on people? And if you're asking me, it's number two, because
chicken or the egg. But yeah, totally.
Because nobody's watching any of this stuff.
I don't get this angle these niggas do. 2 inches from the face. You would never talk to someone 2 inches from the face. Why are you trying to show or stream or anything? 2 inches from the fucking face. Stop doing it. It's annoying. It's bizarre and weird. We talked in real life. You want to be 2 inches from my fucking face and talk to me. Stop doing it.
They're getting shitty ratings. And just, they're also getting shitty, like, you know, reviews. They're getting shitty reviews, like really bad, to the point that these companies have to turn off the reviews because it's so negative. And that may also be not completely indicative of how good it is, because you could have a really motivated base trying to take it down. It's happened to me on projects I've done in the comment section, certain people showing up and like, this is the worst thing ever, blah, blah, blah. So that's also not an indicator, but it does not, the ratings don't seem to be there to warrant what they're
doing. I don't know why not, since you mean Dez, I guess a new pussy, new chick Dez get ready. I want to line up. She's not very new. It's a new pussy line up alongside with you, but when you're doing your bullshit, you can just hit this as my thing. It's an idea, nigga. You got no pussy. But
do it. To the point that they're shooting entire projects, edited dud, and then they decide not to put it out because they're so worried that it will add to the RA narrative that they're trying to push this cultural Marxism on everybody.
Well, so there's two things. One, it's kind of not good, just period, like diversity, anything. It's just very glacially paced. Galadriel's character is very one note.
So you're saying the show isn't good?
Yeah, no, it's not great. The Harefoot story. Line is really insane. If Gandalf is the one that came down in the comic.
But I have to get into it. Look at this fucking retard. Yeah, we're gonna do the Anthony thing soon, don't worry. Look at him. Look at this faggot. This faggot shorts. This dumb hat. This is a retard. This is Warren from There's Something About Mary Grown Up. Look at him. Look at the homo.
You're a bit of a rabble rouser.
What happened?
Well,
hey, hold on. Let me ask you something. What happened? Did you read any news site?
Well, yeah, I got a lot of.
Hey, what happened?
I got blasted. Apparently,
your boy provides a buzz.
You're stirring the pot a little bit.
Stirring the pot. You know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm about to. It's Shopping Friends, right? Yeah. Another showdown, so it'll be cool. Yeah. Right? I'm there with Dahlia, Eric Griffin.
Please don't do quiet brags, but just tell me the story.
I'm not. So we're all chilling, and then my brother's like, ah, fuck, Dana called you a fucking idiot. And I'm like,
Dana called you a fucking idiot.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
And he's very to the point.
Well, his vocabulary is hilarious.
But what did you do? Anyway, what did you do?
Hey, like his vocabulary, dude, does it come with fucking seltzers? What are you doing, dude? You're such a bro. Are you rushing for.
Does it come with seltzers? Did he say seltzers? Seltzer, seltzer.
So, before you tell the story, I purposely stayed ignorant. I just got a bunch of clips of Dana calling you. Like, say,
oh, fucking
I was like,
dummy. Yeah.
What did he
do? So that went viral, and then I went, and then I didn't think it was much, you know, on the Shab show every Monday, I get on there, and because I've had how many fights, over 15 fights in the UFC.
Are you promoting your own show on your show?
I've been in those weigh-ins. So when he goes, it was so much chaos and mayhem, we have to shut down the weigh-ins. I watched, I went, huh, I bet the footage is going to be lit. Day goes by, nothing. Another day goes by, nothing. After the fights, I'm like, they're going to release some of it. Nothing. They released one, like, half-assed video, but it was weak as fuck. So I was like, let's just go through the math here.
So they did release a video.
There, okay. Right?
What are you saying?
This is what I'm saying.
Or are you just asking questions?
I'm asking questions. So, but here's my question. There's 26 fighters on the card, on that particular card. Each fighter gets minimum two corner men. So let's say two to three. If you have the main event, you can have five, right? And there's basically two
Dana, so what the other dude he said. You think
if they both, if
calculator, it, please.
So five times four, you know?
Yeah,
so,
donate 10 anyway.
So, you know,
a super
20
duper
there. 78 before. So 78 total, but let's say, you know, the main event. So, but, and then you include staff and security. Let's just round it down to a nice number, like 100. Well, those weigh-ins, guys are bored as shit. Everybody's on their phone to enter.
There's 100 people behind the scenes in the weigh-ins.
Entertain them, and they're getting their mind off the fight. Everybody's on their phone. So if there was mayhem, what would happen?
Hold on.
No,
you just put it in quotes.
Air quote. Mayhem.
You're already saying there.
No, no, I'm just saying. No, mayhem. So if there was mayhem for the biggest.
Does this faggot have a smiley, have a nice day face tattooed on his fucking, what, it calf?
UFC, this never happened before because, oh, there's never been drama in the UFC. Also, there's no camera crew at all venues.
You're saying nobody has cameras on their phone.
Oh, it's so weird, man.
Why is he talking like this? Stop talking
so
like
to
that.
Me, when he said that, all I said is, like, I'm not a big conspiracy guy. If you want to talk about JFK, JFK Jr., I'm your Huckabee. You want to talk about Charles Manson? I read Chaos. I'm your Huckabee. Yeah. Outside that, I don't entertain.
I'm your Huckabee. I don't believe anyone can be this retarded. He didn't just say, I'm your Huckabee. I'm your Huckabee? I'm your Huckleberry. The line is, I will be your Huckleberry. And this fucking retard, this big nose, weirdo eared retard said, I'm your Huckleberry. Oh my. Dude, when I first listened to this, I put it in whatever MMA guy was streaming. I almost threw the fuck up. This is an astonishing amount of retardedness. I'm your Huckabee? I'm your Huckabee. It's I'll be your Huckleberry. Because he's going to have to keep gunfighting that dude in the movie, Val Kilmer. But this faggot just gets, I'm your Huckabee? No, it's I will be is the first thing, not I am. And it's Huckleberry, stupid. And by the way, that character was obviously a homo. I'm your Huckleberry. I know, right? I'm your Huckleberry. I'm astonished.
Entertain the lizard people, entertain flat earth, entertain a lot of this shit. But when it comes to that, I just have some questions.
You just ask him questions?
And I'm a fucking dummy?
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah,
all venues.
You're saying nobody has cameras on their phone.
Oh, it's so weird, man. So to me, when he said that, all I said is, like, I'm not a big conspiracy guy. If you want to talk about JFK, JFK Jr., I'm your Huckabee. You want to talk about Charles Manson? I read Chaos. I'm your Huckabee.
Yeah.
I heart Huckabees. Wasn't that a movie? What a fucking retard. And what's this new way? Why is he talking like this?
Outside that, I don't entertain the lizard people. I entertain flat earth. I don't entertain a lot of this shit. But when it comes to that, I just have some questions.
You just ask him questions?
And I'm a fucking dummy?
Well,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can't call another grown man a fucking dummy at a press conference. And I'm just going to lay back and be chill. Because here's the other thing.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny, but also not that
creative. There's something about when you call somebody what you'd call somebody when you were in middle school. That cracks me up. Like, just going, you're a dummy.
You know what's funny about it? Is he has $400 million in the bank and then still calls people fucking dummies.
Dana gets emotional. Dana's an emotional guy, right?
Sure. Yeah. We can.
Okay, he has $400 million in the bank. You are a dummy, though.
you know, try to help him as much as we can, and I get it.
You just said, I'm your Huckleberry. You're beyond it, dummy. You're a waterhead.
Is it, you know, why don't they print all the stuff I say good about him? When's the last time you heard me say something bad about him? Go ahead.
Because
when he stuck up for our buddy Joe Rogan, I went, you know what? And go ahead and play the fucking tape back for all the people that are balls deep in this. I went, you know what? Because what he did for Rogan is not my story to tell. I've never told the story. I went, I'm going to quit being so hard on Dana. I don't know how the company goes. You know, so I'm going to quit nitpicking everything that
he does. No, you've been fair because you've said a lot of times, you said, I don't know what it's like to run the UFC. So for me to criticize Dana
on the things
he's being criticized right now,
I mean, I could do it. But still, it's not brain surgery. But also,
this is the game we play.
Yeah, we're going to do Red Bar.
I'm saying negative. It sounds to me like, so let me get what you're saying.
A little later, I'm watching this shit. Relax.
But also,
let me get what you're saying. Let me just stop you and say,
get your hand on my face, bro.
You're saying,
dude, I'm a rattlesnake.
You copied it from D'Elia. By the way, 500,000 subscribers. Video dropped yesterday, not even 90,000 views. Dead network. Maybe you should make that your Huckleberry, you fucking dumb retarded faggot.
Well, you're a rabble rouser.
I'm a rabble rouser.
You're a rabble rouser.
I'm all rabbled up.
Yeah.
I'm all bunched up.
Now here's the thing. You're saying this. I'll answer back. But it sounds like you're saying this. It sounds like you're saying that Kevin Holland did not Spartan kick Khamzat Chimaev in the chest.
You know you fucked up, right? Because it's Khamzat Spartan kick.
Yes, I'm sorry. Khamzat
Spartan kick.
You're saying that there wasn't a toss-up.
No, not that bad.
There might have been words, but there's words at every win.
Travis Brown had words.
Okay.
Me and Roy Nelson had words.
Here's my question.
They didn't shut the fucking fight down.
Now let me ask some questions.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
If everything I'm saying has no truth behind it, why so mad, bro? Why so mad? If nothing...
Why the mad? What is that? What is he doing? Why is he acting like a fucking fairy? Why the mad? Why are you wearing short shorts and have no package whatsoever? Oh my God. Callan's just like, I had to defend this dummy on Legion of Skanks. Theo's gone. You know, D'Elia's not going to be on that King of the Sting much longer. Unfortunately, Callan has to be there. Oh, my God.
That never happened. You know how I would have dealt with if I'm him? If I'm him, I have $400 million in the bank. And Mickey Mouse, my
boss. I'll ask you
Mickey Mouse.
That's the second time you brought up how much money he has in the bank.
I'm at the press conference. Next question.
He scratched his balls.
A guy who I single-handedly picked, so you don't bring up anything controversial. Go. Go,
Dana,
minion.
Dana,
hey, go, low-energy white minion. You're up.
Low-energy white minion. What?
Up. I don't identify as white.
Anybody else who doesn't subscribe to every word I say, get out of here.
Do you mind if I ask a question?
I'm so sorry. I went on a rant. What's your fucking
question? Did he just try to call Dana White racist, by the way? Is that what just kind of sneakily happened? Did he just try to call Dana White racist and he only hires white guys?
Question.
My question.
Old man in the back, what he got?
My question, sir.
Old Woodface, what he got?
Do you mind, sir?
Sorry.
I don't like these ad hominem insults.
I'm so sorry. What's
Sir,
your stupid question?
Brendan Schaub is
that
suggesting...
I already know.
Brendan Schaub is suggesting that maybe there wasn't a toss-up and maybe you're drumming up controversy for, I don't know, clicks or something.
As a good journalist, I'll answer that question, but as a good journalist, you should ask... really what exactly Brendan Schaub said. Do your due diligence before you open up
what
your...
What did you say?
Before you open up your fat red...
What? Nobody saw what you said.
Trap.
What did you say?
What did I say? Oh, I said...
Fat red trap.
Red, fat red trap.
What did
All
you say?
All I said was, I have some questions, and the chance of it being a big conspiracy, all right, but the chance of that's not good. And also I get his argument about the commission, stuff like that. All I'm saying is I have some questions, because for this to work out exactly like it did, everything would have to come in line. You take the Nate Diaz out of the fight, right? And so it just it works out where Hamzat's fighting a 180-pound man, right? And he just happened to weigh 180 pounds. And then Holland weighs in at a catch rate 180. He's never done that before. So I'm already there. I'm like, no, that's weird. But I'll roll with it because I'm a team player. I'm not going to say
what would
anything.
Be the...
So he fights Holland at 180, and it's a perfect matchup for Hamzat. Hamzat, who's a fucking monster wrestler, against a guy who has no wrestling? Okay, I'll play that game. Let's keep playing that game. So then if I did my due diligence where I'm going to take a backhand to my employees when I get back from this, here's my thing. He got so upset because I questioned what exactly happened, right? Now, his only defense is how you know people lying. It's a page out of his buddy Trump's book, which I actually like the way he argues and debates people. I think it's hilarious. It's very bro-ish of him, but it's funny. So I like...
So now he's shitting on Trump, too.
Funny, right? So when Dana, when he attacks me, he doesn't address my main point. I'm not talking about, he goes,
he didn't attack you. Someone said, oh, it was Brendan Schaub that came up with that retard conspiracy. And he said, that makes sense.
Well,
with amazing comedic timing, by the way. Amazing comedic timing by Dana White on that line.
Say that this was a low trending pay-per-view. We sold, the arena sold out. The gate was sold out. Hey, Red Face, I'm not talking about the gate. Okay, you sold out whatever the arena was at T-Mobile.
Did he call him Red Face? Is he shitting on Trump or Dana White?
Well, that's easy work. Jay Leno could fucking sell that out. You sell out every show. That's not a big deal. It's whatever 16,000.
Something you can't do.
People, I'm not talking about that. I'm referring to, and this is where he fucked up, bro. I'm referring to the trending pay-per-views because they know how pay-per-view is going to do before the first prelims fight on Saturday. They have an idea how it's going to do based off the algorithm, the media, all the marketing they put into it. They have an idea. My theory, again, I'm not dying on this hill. I'm definitely not dying on this hill, but we'll get to how I can validate.
You're getting your bike stolen on the hill, but.
My theory. My theory is it wasn't trending well. Because the treatment of Nate Diaz, a legend of the UFC, a guy who's put his life on the line, a guy who's always fought the man, wanted out of his contract, has demanded a fight for a year now, and you won't give it to him. And because he wanted to go off and venture and fight Jake Paul, make all more money than God, than Dana's ever paid him, you make him walk through this fucking terrible matchup that most fans, the general fans, they're not familiar with him.
Yeah.
But they look up the odds and they go, holy, oh, this is a slaughter. This is the scene in Jurassic Park where the T-Rex eats the fucking chained up goat. We don't want to see this, so it's not trending. So Dana overplayed
what a
his hand.
There, Jurassic
you see?
Park.
He overplayed his hand,
and
you
this
see?
This was a genius way of getting out of it by creating.
So he goes, this ain't good, man. And also, he didn't realize the support Nate Diaz has. Now, you can be a Nate Diaz hater, a Nick Diaz hater, the Diaz brother haters. You can be a hater, but you know when somebody's being bullied.
The fucking Diaz brothers. I bet those cockroaches.
Fucking somebody over. And he thought, people won't care. They just want to see Hamzat get a win. We
I just
don't.
Wanted to say that.
We actually don't. We actually care more about Nate Diaz than Hamzat. And the treatment of him, we're not fucking with it. And if you remember the Wednesday
I know,
before
Team
that
Master,
pay-per-view,
where
what
pants,
I say on this?
Dude.
That fucking Nate Diaz rant I went on, I said, this is why I should root for Nate Diaz. And I said, if you're not actually a Nate Diaz fan and you want to show that you're not okay with this, don't buy the pay-per-view. Now, I'm not saying that influence people not buying the pay-per-view, but I'm saying that's one way you can fight the man and fight back. It's the only thing you can do. So I think it wasn't trending well. They came up with this theory, and it was their plan B all along. It just happened to work out. A catch weight at 180 is very strange to me because it wasn't that short notice.
That was their plan B. I wish your mom had plan B with you.
Fight Tony Ferguson beyond that. Tony Ferguson and Nate Diaz makes all the sense.
All the sense.
So that just happens to be the perfect matchup. Again, I'm fine with that. Maybe the stars aligned and that happened for you. And that's more likely than not what happened. I'm all good with that. All I'm saying is for the first time in the UFC, you cancel a weigh-in because of the chaos, air quotes.
But
where's the footage of that? Because
I have questions.
By the way, ladies, I will let you in on a scam that Brendan Schaub has done and Opie has done. They don't wear wedding rings, but they got the tattoo thing on the wedding finger. That's where they can fuck chicks. A dude who's married and doesn't wear a wedding ring, he's fucking other chicks. Don't buy the tattoo on the wedding ring finger thing.
Question. Hold on. I'll get to you, old weathered man in the back. Listen, just a second, sir. I'm not done. So with all that chaos, right? Go through the timeline in UFC history when there's chaos. Let's talk about it. And when not only were there
Khabib, Conor.
Well, so we'll get the you jumped the gun there. So not only during Conor's terror when he threw the fucking dolly through the fucking bus window with their cameras, there was a entire crew.
John Jones.
No, hold on. Fuck a cell phone. There was
crew.
A UFC camera crew. Yes. Now, in order for Conor McGregor to fly in a private plane with his goons, land where they were at, and get access to that bus, you can't do that. It doesn't work like that.
Staged, or they're at least
very strange. I feel like somebody
people knew what was up.
Oh, you don't think Conor tweeted or texted Dana or some shit?
Something happened.
Maybe he did, but to me, like, now what's more likely? A camera crew and cameras are around to capture that footage when Conor randomly appears and throws a dolly through a fucking bus window, and we get every angle, several angles. It probably took them hours to edit that thing. They had so many angles. What's more likely, the case of that, or
to be fair, Shaw might have a point. We got him on camera slipping his number to a chick at the Mike Tyson thing, which is why he's suing me now. In the $1 million meltdown of lawsuits and the attacking Bobby Lee. This man knows a thing or two about camera angles randomly fucking you up. He might be on this on here. I doubt it, but I think this nigga has studied. When he got caught dropping his number to that chick and she said, eh. But he might know something about the camera angles.
The UFC weigh-in would have to cancel the fucking weigh-ins because there was so much chaos.
Did they cancel the weigh-ins or the press conference?
Press conference.
Press conference.
So I have a question.
But does that make sense to you, B? Do you not have some questions? And also, if I'm a fucking dummy, if I read off the list of names, this is my best Sebastian impression. If I read off a list of names who have called and texted me to support my theory, it would blow your mind.
Yeah.
Now, did me and Jake Paul
talk? Why are you talking like that and no listening? No one texted you or called you to support you. You would immediately put it out and say they support me.
This morning, yeah, of course you did.
Of course, Jake Paul. Jake Paul hates you. He wanted his brother's podcast to promote your special, and they ended it early. You went on Andrew Schultz's podcast. They didn't even put your name in the title. As far as anyone knows, you were never even on. Flagrant.
All right. Did he leave?
That's how pathetic you are. You went on to promote the Gringo Poppy. You were the main guest. They didn't even put you in the title.
The comment, of course. He likes this stuff. I don't do this stuff in general. I try to...
You're just... God,
they all hate him. They have to deal with him because Rogan's his boy.
Try to keep it positive. Keep it moving.
I have a question.
I keep it positive. I keep it moving.
May I ask a question?
But when you tug on the tail of the big, thick lion... Well, sometimes I got an answer.
Yeah.
Now, Daddy never punches.
The big thick lion. What is this character he's doing?
He's down. I'm never going to punch down.
No.
Yeah, there's some low-level comics who will fire shots at me. I get it. I'm a comic. It's a nightmare.
No, you're not. You're not a comic. What?
I'd hate me, too. It's not fair. All it's right. Not my fault.
Don't compliment
hold on.
Yourself.
But I'm not.
That's not her. You sent out tickets or anything.
Not. I'm just saying, I would hate me too. I get that stuff because comedy's such a hard fucking route.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was a comic, you only exist because of Joe Rogan, but even that doesn't matter now because your shit's dead.
And when other like journalists, whatever, come at me?
500,000 subscribers, less than 90,000 views, and not getting much more.
all good, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to play that game. The I'm not in the business of gossip and negativity. Look at my fucking track record. But when
you're a little bit of a rabble rouser.
But but you're gonna tuck on the old thick line's tail.
Well, you start tugging first. No, I like your questions.
I didn't tug first.
I like your questions.
I didn't tug first.
No, you didn't, because you were just asking questions. I didn't tug first. You didn't bring Dana into it.
Nah, and then but
you didn't bring Dana into it. You were just asking questions.
UFC in general, I had some questions. But then when he goes on that when he's at that press conference after the Dana White contender series, which where he did it, and he wants to call me a fucking dummy. But before that, he had a whole rant on Pat Milicek because he got confused. He thought. Pat had the same theory as I did, which apparently he did.
That's the part.
Pat Miletic, not Miletic, you fucking retard. Pat Miletic, not Tech. I'm your Huckabee, nigga. I'm your Huckabee. It's I'll be your Huckleberry, Pat Miletic, not Pat Miletic. You're disrespecting him more by calling Pat Miller Tech.
I saw, but I didn't know what was it
about. And then someone goes, one of the minions in the back who is approved to be there goes, that's actually, I wasn't quoting Pat, that's actually Brendan Schaub. And he goes, that makes more sense.
Yes.
And smiles.
So that's what I saw.
So his rant after all that, which was directed towards a legend, he should be sucking his toes, minimum, sucking his toes. You don't shame a guy like that and call him a fucking idiot.
Pat Miletic.
Excuse me, sir?
He's great.
You know what Pat
Pioneer.
Would do to you?
Pioneer.
No, hold on. Keep that same energy if you saw him in person. It's Pat. I would be scared of Pat.
You just called him a bully. You're being bullied. You're being everything. You're suing me because your business. He claims this in a lawsuit. I've hurt his business. By making fun of him, you dumb fag. This is what he considers bullying.
Pat Miletic. He's a savage.
Yes, he
but
is.
Also, he's earned the right to question and ask questions. I've earned the right to ask those questions. Now, if you're just some Joe Schmo journalist who's never risked it, you know, in the octagon, you have no right to ask those questions.
Well, but you can ask questions.
You can, but
that's his job.
There's no validation behind it. But when you've been in there and you're like, oh, and I've been in, I don't know, over at least 12 to 15 times in the back of that room, I know exactly how it works. I go, that's strange. Even back then, I've never been a big cell phone guy, but I would have recorded the melee. And there's
so
none.
I have a question.
What's your stupid
Here's
question?
Here's my question. Why would, are you saying that Khamzat and Kevin Holland made that story up? Because they didn't come out and deny it. Is that a naive question?
Yeah, they're
I'm just asking questions.
Hey, they're cogs in the machine.
So in other words.
They're cogs in the machine.
So they're going to keep it quiet because they might have been part of the drama.
My thing with Khamzat and all that stuff and with Nate Diaz, right? I don't think the UFC's privy to alert them on what's going on. They're making the moves and acting like,
so I'm
oh
put my
God, we're going to have to do this. And they're like, okay, here's the other thing. So we should take Dana at word, right? You want to take Dana at word. He's never lied to us. Well, he just lied in the previous post-fight press conference because people go, Dana, did you compensate these guys since you switched opponents on 24-hour notice? He goes, we didn't compensate anybody. Well, and then these journalists who a lot of them I do respect. I'm just making jokes here. A lot of them I do respect. What Dane doesn't realize, these journalists who are good journalists, every fighter that went through who won, right, or lost, but most of the guys that won they have on there, every single one of them, when Dana said that, I went, cool, say less. Every single one of them, they go, were you compensated more? Of course they're going, no, because they're in on it. No. Nate Diaz goes, oh, they paid me so much money, I don't know how much it was. So we know.
Right. That doesn't mean Dana lied. Wouldn't have paid more. He just said he didn't know he was paid. He's that retarded. This man is that retarded. He says, I know they paid him more. Because everyone said no. We asked that one guy, and the one guy said, I don't know, I got paid. So Brendan Schaub said, well, Dana said you paid him more. He said he didn't know. Oh my God, he's... Are you a Huckabee? What a fucking retard. Holy shit.
For a fact, You're lying.
Yourself to. He didn't say I got paid more. He said I didn't know. I don't do zannies. Nigga, your own thing said he didn't think I paid. He said he didn't know. And everyone else said they didn't get paid more. My God, what a retard. We got other shit to play too, but I am enjoying this.
Lying about fighter compensation. And now other fighters come out and go, yeah, we actually got
compensation. Oh, yeah, once again, $10 Streamlabs donation tonight only. Become an instant mod and get a wrench if you donate through Streamlabs.
Because they shuffled the card. Tonight but hold on, Dana, question here, question. So you told us you didn't compensate those guys, but you actually did. So you lied about that. And so is it extreme for Brendan Schaub, who's been nothing but supportive, because what you did for Rogan, nothing but supportive. Yeah. I haven't brought up fighter pay, but now you're tugging on the thick line's tail. Yeah. So now I got to bring up where it hurts you most. I got to talk about fighter pay. I've been cool about it. I've been great about
it. But now you're not.
Well, if you call me a fucking dummy, yeah. Well, now you got my attention. Fuck face, right? Okay. Right? So I got nothing to do, Daddy.
So I'm going to put my...
I got nothing to do. I was muzzled when I was working for a certain corporation. But now I decided to venture off on my own. Baby bird, this thick bird, grew his wings. And now I'm not muzzled. There's no consequences.
So
the other thing is if you try to silence me or stop fighters from coming on my shows, I don't give a fuck. I made it despite your dumb ass. Right?
Yeah.
So if sort of in some funny world you were able to take down all my fight shows, my life doesn't change. I just talk about fighting because I enjoy the fight game. But if it went away, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
So you're dealing with a crazed man here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a little crazy. And you got nothing to lose, and you look like you're ready.
Oh, I'm sipping all the punch.
You look like
I've had the punch, and someone spiked it.
Now
I drank that Dana White punch.
So I'm gonna put my tinfoil hat on. You've been talking a long time.
What is that? Someone spiked it. What is that? Someone spiked it.
So I want to just encapsulate what I think you're saying.
Recap it and don't fuck it up.
I think what you're saying, I got my tinfoil hat on.
Go ahead.
All right? I'm channeling Sam Tripoli. I'm channeling Eddie Bravo right now.
And they both agree with me with Karen.
Now, hold on.
Oh, and so does Sean Strickland.
Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli. They believe the fucking moon is made out of cheese and fucking bisexual dwarfs and the owl god run it. Great fucking references. Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli believe me. Yeah, it's a good way to go forward. Those retards believe you, do they?
Strickland, whatever. Do you mind? And multiple other guys. And multiple other guys. No,
you're interrupting.
Can I read you and then we'll bleep it out? You want me to go through the names that will make your dick shrivel up, sir?
I'm sure. Let's bleep out Sean Strickland's number two.
No. Sean Strickland is on record. Me and Sean did not talk. I'm a fan of Sean.
Okay.
He came out on record on his podcast or on Instagram. Like,
I just want to get anybody in trouble.
No, that's out there.
Okay.
I would not. I'm smart on that.
But
give us some bleeps.
So I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. I want to encapsulate this whole thing. You are saying Dana White got mad at Nate, said, you don't want to play ball. You're going to walk through Chechen fire. All of a sudden, he starts getting crazy hate over that and realizes that he is out over his toes. And that's not a good look, and it's going to be hard to walk back.
In Denver,
we
say you're a little over your skis.
And a little over your skis. And by the way, your pay-per-view numbers are not trending to the degree you wanted them to, and that might be very well because people don't want to see a legend have to walk through that Chechen fire. It's not fair.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, now, then the genius idea would be, why don't we talk about this melee backstage, which is Khamzat...
It's melee, not melee.
Kevin Holland got into it so bad, I had to actually cancel the fucking press conference. Now we go, damn, that's the first time that's ever happened. These guys must have tried to kill each other.
How much hype did it get?
And then we all go, oh, shit. And I remember saying, I want to see Kevin Holland.
There you go.
And Khamzat, because Kevin's bigger. They're more size. They fought at 185.
They got you. They fought at 180.
No, but they both used to fight at 85 before they went down to 70. So they're big frame.
Hook, line, sinker.
Yeah, I'm
in. That's all they're doing.
Then,
can I just say, so you're spot on so far, 100%, and keep going. Yep. I don't mean to interrupt you. The only caveat there is this wasn't something that was planned on Friday night. This card was designed just in case they got so much backlash.
You're wearing short shorts and crossing your legs with your retard ears.
Yep. This was a plan B, just in case we have to pull
the... Oh my God, I'm being sued by this faggot, and he's going to lose. And I never even hired a lawyer, and he's going to lose. Like I told you the other night, his lawyer sent an email. We just hoped you wouldn't respond to the discovery. You would get summary judgment because you didn't respond, but I did. His law firm was redacted and retarded. Oh, my God.
The emergency break, which they had to do.
Got it.
Carry on.
So now.
Probably right. Now, he ends up saying he doesn't even really believe in it.
Now, listen, they got in a fight. You know what? Let's get those two to fight each other because Khamzat missed weight anyway. He's at 80. Kevin's at 80. It makes more sense. He missed weight, so we don't want to fight Nate because now he's way bigger. It's not fair.
And Nate's
and
not
by the
take
way,
the fight.
Tony's right here.
Weird.
I mean, let's put them
How
together.
Weird is
They're
it?
Both the same
and
size.
Tony's first time at 170.
What
so
a great
strange.
Swan song.
It worked out so well.
Great swan song.
So great.
If this is true, then I think Dana White's a genius because that's a genius move right there.
Sure.
To get out
I mean,
of
his staff could probably can
whatever.
Idea, but yeah,
whatever.
Somebody's
it's
working.
Fucking genius.
Somebody's working.
I mean,
overtime.
UFC keeps making money and growing. So fucking whoever's doing it.
No argument there.
Okay. So.
I like you, faggot. They're growing.
Gun to your head.
Ew. Does he still do dip too?
Percentage wise, how true do you think that?
Ew, this nigga dips. Oh my God, I hate it. When I was in the Navy, I saw the dipping guys walking around with their water bottles spitting into it. Nigga, just smoke a cigarette. This faggot dips.
That theory is. How much?
My
you
theory?
Will, yes.
30%.
30%. Okay, that's respectable.
Cut me in the
old. Need something in your mouth, right, you fucking homo?
Why?
Now it would be 0% if they showed me footage. It would be 0% if they released pay-per-view numbers.
Now, here's the other question. So they
it would
whispered
be 0% that. If he wasn't caught lying multiple times.
So you think somebody whispered in Khamzat's ear to say, Miss Wait, because we got a plan?
That's...
I bet he pays someone to edit out every time he spits when he dips.
That's where if I'm watching this and listening to my theory, like, come on, you think a Chechenian's gonna be in on this? The only thing that's strange to me is
play ball.
Is how and play ball, and also you're gonna be the Dark Knight of the UFC. And
so you're destroying your own conspiracy.
Being the evil villain because he got booed, right?
He seemed
booed,
like he was
and he
fine
goes,
with it.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
no, he's be fine. Dana's fine with it. Dana's most recent statement goes: anyone who thinks Khamzat had a bad week is an idiot. Let's just go over track record. There's nothing worse you can do as a professional fighter.
And
nothing is more unprofessional.
He gets so mad
than
at that. Dana freaks out.
People have been
you
cut.
You go back to Tough. You go back to Tough and
fuck
see
tough.
What freaks out
dude, people are lose their gigs.
Yes. He was happy cock.
Khamzat's happy about it. All I'm saying is I got questions. And then you come out in your recent press conference go, Khamzat had a great week. That's in the history of the UFC has never happened when a guy missed weight. Ever. Ever. All I'm saying, I get some questions.
I'm liking
and
your
I'm
questions.
A fucking dummy.
I like your questions.
You are a fucking dummy.
I like your questions because now I got questions. Now hey, I got questions. Lips. Well, now I got questions. I don't even have a dog in this fight. Nah, you got me like this now. I'm like, well, we did. We had, am I wrong? But hold on.
But also,
apparently when you have that dip in your mouth, you can't just have it. You got to kind of lick your lips and touch it.
Can you try to find some
I
footage?
Dip.
Can I see some footage?
Oh, show the footage, Chin, that they showed before they did on the UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah, let me
to
see.
To lead into it, they showed footage. You tell me if it was melee. And then they showed the footage at the hotel of Darren Till and Kevin Holland. Oh, you mean two gentlemen talking it out? Where's the melee? You want melee? Melee is John Jones fucking DC fighting each other in Las Vegas at a press conference. That's melee.
Now, I wonder if fucking, oh, here we go.
Stop.
Say something now, you.
You're not about that life, kid. You're not about it, kid.
You my. You piece of. Talk in interviews now. Say something now. Everyone like playing gangsters now. Come on, come here.
So he throws a water bottle.
Yeah, I see it happen.
That seemed like a pretty serious video. Only seen them talking shit, not their crew. And we only seen them talking shit. Always shit happened before they were separated. Some serious shit happened. One guy was black, had an accent. Maybe one of those boys was Puerto Rican. Maybe stabbed a nigga up, maybe. But Brendan Schaub even said he doesn't even believe in his conspiracy.
You've never seen water bottle thrown before, have we?
Oh, because Connor didn't throw...
No, cigarettes aren't healthier. They make more sense, though. Dip makes zero fucking sense. Whatsoever.
Oh, rain energy drinks before?
I think it's a genius way of getting out of it.
You gotta deal with it.
I think...
If somebody... Because people were rebutting. They're like, oh, they showed the footage. That is nothing.
Oh. Is homo faggot... Looks like my cousin Matt in the face at 50, worked out hard, steroids up, long hair. All right, what is this? This? Brian Callen, accused rapist. Nobody non-funny. Hideous chink. And loser diesel guy gets no pussy. What is this lineup?
It's nothing.
We've seen way worse. And that's all I'm saying. If there was no track record of this, if this is the definition of melee, then I'm like, all right. Apparently,
we've seen a lot worse.
And we've
and that was me with the Brendan Schaub clip. I have to get into Kumia shitting on Stuttering John again. Sorry, I have to get into it again. There's like a thing with them, and he's got Kevin Brennan on, who's a big pussy too.
Took a bus across country.
Across country at 8 years old.
So his dad could drink more.
Yeah, so his dad could drink more. He sounds like he needs mental help. Stuttering John.
This can't be.
Oh, Stuttering John. That was pretty. Him saying he's getting a Lady Di vibe.
That's from crazy.
John. And that's why, you know, I understand it. He's a man who has dedicated his life to helping the ill. So why would he continue after he has maybe seen some signs that there's a trouble there? Why would he continue the Bash Fest? Now, me, on the other hand, I'm a disgusting former shock jock on my own here doing whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to shit all over that mental patient, you know, horrible father.
Get that tweet that he put up and put a picture of Lady Di's car accident.
Oh, shit. Oh, that Lady Di. No, we were talking Lady Di, the woman that used to come on our show.
Oh, I thought
her name was Diana.
I thought he was going to have like a fucking, like he was going to die because he's...
Oh, like wreck his car?
Yeah,
he
like
do that.
He's going to...
Karen Brandon looks like an animal... Who had all his hair burned off.
Flame out. And
well, one thing that would never happen is paparazzi chasing him. That's for fuck sure. That ain't happening.
That whole thing. I knew it was funny. Not a good. Whatever he was saying
wasn't good. Health-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Lady
Wait,
died.
What happened to her?
It was two women. They were called the retarded Laverne and Shirley on our show. They were friends to the end. There they are. They loved each other. They knew each other in high school. The one on the right was Marion. And the one on the left is Diana. And Diana, as you could tell, is a bloated alcoholic mess. So she started losing her mind, getting Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. And she really was in a bad place. And Dr. Steve was doing everything he could to help her. So he started saying, like, I'm just getting a Lady Di feeling about Stuttering John. Like,
right.
Maybe he's kind of losing his mind.
What happened to the original Lady Di?
What did happen? Is she dead?
I heard she was still alive, but she was in some home.
I think she's
something.
In a home, yeah. I think she's in like an adult care center or some shit like that. She's probably yelling like, Opie, Anthony. And people are like, what?
So you think? So he thinks Stuttering John might be like drinking Kenny too much behind and the just losing and his mind.
I don't know. I can't speculate. All I heard was a Lady Di vibe. So it could be drinking. It could be some form of dementia. You know, it could be he's just a blithering idiot. Because she was that, too. Even before the Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever it was, she was really dumb. And so is Stuttering John. So he dabbled in comedy, by the way. Did you know that? Stuttering John? Dabbled. Just dabbled in comedy.
That's what he said?
No, that's what Chrissy Mayer said.
Oh.
And he lost his fucking mind over it. Fuck him.
Does he talk to anybody, though? He wanted me to do his podcast like a couple of months ago. He
was, you should have.
Reaching out to me, but I
You should. He would fucking.
I can't. I don't want to
be mad at you in a second.
No, but plus on.
No, Brennan, you're too much of a pussy. You won't talk to me. And I literally had your co-host on when he was your co-host. Chaz, you're too much of a pussy.
For Zoom, it's all like that awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not the same.
By the way, Neil is funnier, more creative, and way more successful. But yeah, fact, you won't do it. Tie your ship to Kumia. He's praying to be a Kumia's co-host. I'll give you one tip: move to South Carolina. Everyone of those dumb fucks actually moved to South Carolina with Kumia. You will become his co-host. If you stay up in New York, or you will not be.
Because it's like it's awkward, and then if you don't really sense it's awkward, but you can't really get a vibe from.
If you know someone like Dr. Steve and us,
earn it.
But a first time guest appearance on someone's show in a Zoom thing, it's no.
Yeah, because you can't really. It's always fucking weird.
You're getting to know someone. Oh, hi.
No, I mean, I've been on his show, but I just think, like, with all the shit going on, I think he's reaching out to see who his allies are, you know?
The Opie syndrome.
So then if I'm on his show, he'll be like, so are we cool? I'll be like, well, I don't even know you, because I hung out with the guy.
We're as cool as we ever were.
Yeah, but I'm like, and plus, since I'm doing your show, I can't really be like.
You're so sad, Kevin Brennan. You promoted a documentary shitting on him, and it got no views. I think Portland's documentary on Kevin Brennan got no views. He shit on a nigga for a documentary. The nigga shit on promoting it, and nothing, because Kevin, you're a pussy. It's not like talking and gonna bow or anything. I gotta bow, you're such a pussy. My God.
We're super cool. Like, I'm not gonna go that route. Like, we're cool. I'm cool with everybody. Like, I'm not Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve is cool with everybody.
He is cool with everybody.
No, I'm not. I've had some problems along the way with certain people.
Think how I feel, dude. Think how I feel these days. There are people that I kinda like that can't stand Gino Bisconti. And I have to fucking. I saw that.
Why is Gino here?
I don't know. He's got nowhere else to go. Gino, there are some people. Who are you in a battle with now? What's his name?
Zenhauser.
Yes, Zenhauser. He's in a fucking battle to the death on Twitter.
I'm not.
You sent him something that was what? I love that. You're fat fuck, dude.
I'm a 5-year-old. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I laughed my ass off reading it. But I'm kind of fine with him. Like, I don't... Oh, Jesus, he's so annoying.
That way, man, it's like,